Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Sports Radio 92.9 A Game. Welcome back in. It's the morning shift. Mike, Alley, Dylon, Squid Billy. It's our buddy by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Live reaction all morning because it is draft day. Just had Caleb Johnson in studio breaking down that and the Kristaps Porzingis trade for the Atlanta Hawks. I'm excited. Very little downside, I feel like, but I've challenged people all day to say, what is the downside? Oh, $30 million. Okay, it's the NBA, dude. Mm-hmm. Everybody makes $30 million. So we're going to open up the phone lines, 404-726-0929. Got a little bit of time before Life of Squid to get to a couple of callers. And let's go ahead and start that out. Let's go ahead and head out to Covington and talk to our buddy Anthony. What's going on, buddy? Hope you're having a good day.
Mike, what day is it?
It's Hookie! That a boy. Now we're talking.
Hey, man. All right, so breaking news last night. I was actually listening to Turtle, and all of a sudden the news broke. It was pretty cool. Porzingis coming to Atlanta. I know everybody's going to talk about the $30 million, the injury history, and things like that. Let's talk about the good things, right? So, a little bit of numbers for you, right? If Kristaps Porzingis plays 29 minutes in a game, he averages 20 points, 7 rebounds. But here's the kicker. He is also shooting 41% from three-point range. That is a seven-footer who can stretch the floor, which opens up that lane for Trae Young to get inside, slice, dice, and also Jalen Johnson get kicked out and slam it on the inside. Mm. This is a great starting move for the Hawks. I love it. Very little downside, like you said. All right, we know the injury history. It's you got to risk it for the biscuit. You know what I'm saying?
I love it.
So now what we got to do, we got to build up that. We got to build up the bench depth, right?
Yeah.
Get that bench depth. Make sure we're good to go there. Take the best player available tonight. Let's keep this thing rolling. This is the first of many moves for the all season for the Hawks.
Let's go,
Andy. Love you guys. I hope you all have a great Wednesday.
I love the vibes. And you know, he kind of echoes something I said yesterday, Bo. I immediately got a text from our buddy Bing. And he's like, don't like it. Have you seen Porzingis play lately? He's always injured. And I said, okay, cool. What can you tell me about Terrence Mann? And this is a guy who's, you know, just not a Hawks fan, an NBA fan. What can you tell me about Terrence Mann? Well, not much. What can you tell me about George Niang? Oh, you know, shoots the three, bigger butt. Okay, then end the conversation there because that's what we just sent away to get Kristaps Porzingis in. And the fact that we actually have a guy who has all-star level capabilities is it's a good thing. I don't care how anybody tries to frame it.
You sent bench players away, and I love Niang, for like that. Remember like on like Super Mario Brothers, you'd have the question mark. You wouldn't know what it was in it because that's what the 22nd pick was.
That, yeah.
You don't know what was in it. You don't know what it's going to be. The 22nd pick in the NBA draft is the equivalent to the to your fourth round pick in the NFL.
Yeah.
Might be a starter.
That's a good, that's a good call.
You don't know.
Yeah. Mid-round pick in the NFL.
And Anthony just literally kind of reiterated some of the things I said. Yeah, 41% from three. Bing's not wrong. Porzingis is not on the court a lot lately. He's played 65 or more games twice in a 9-year career.
Yeah.
And he's missed 65 games, ironically enough, the last two seasons. However, he wasn't injured last year. He had a sickness. And yeah. He claims he's over that sickness. So, again, as like I talked with Caleb, to me, this is it work? Because I don't agree with Caleb that he says that they're committed to Trae Young years ahead, years going forward. I think it's this year, and we're going to figure it out.
Yeah.
Because I don't think the owner, and everything he's told you, he's not willing to pay into the luxury tax unless he thinks you can win a title. And I don't think he's going to pay $50 or $60 million a year for a player that only gets you to the play-in round by himself.
Yeah. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's take at least one more call. I got a Life of Squid to get to. But let's talk to Leo over in Flowery Branch. Leo, what's going on, man? How's the vibes?
Hey, man. The vibe's good, man. I think we got to be somewhat hopeful, a little bit cautiously pessimistic. Only for this, and I'm going to say this because Caleb did something a couple weeks ago that kind of drew my eyebrow. He had made a comment about Porzingis having a four initial illness, and I don't know if that ever got clarified, but it was very strange to hear him say that a couple weeks ago. Is there any other detail on that about Porzingis? I thought that was strange.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call, Leo. I don't have any other details myself, and Caleb obviously was here just a minute ago. He's not. I'll be sure to try to check with him. But
I'm not going to get into somebody's medical history.
Right.
It was an illness that, you know, there's all kinds of things out there. Some people, I'm not saying it was this, but some people took them months to get over the long COVID, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some people have there was a thing out a while back called the super flu. It could have been any of those things. It wasn't disclosed. But he had literally, I think, said 2 days ago or 3 days ago, sometime very recent, that he's 100% recovered. That's what I've been saying. It wasn't an injury last season. It was an illness.
Yeah.
And he is healthy now from that illness. So that is something to be optimistic about with the move.
Yeah, as long as it's not anything long term. You know, right? And I know that long COVID, whatever, you know, whatever it may be, but I think the antennas kind of perk up, like he said, kind of eyebrows lift when you hear, you know, illness. It doesn't seem to be anything that could be career altering at this point, right? I mean, so I think that's kind of where we sit, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's healed from it, whatever it is, but it was something along those lines that just, you know, it hits you and it keeps you out for a while. And when you're living on the road in the NBA and you get something like that, sometimes it can. I know we think these guys are specimens, but you know, people that look like they're can enter a fitness contest can, you know, they can get sick too. I mean, it doesn't keep you from getting sick from things, you know. But anyway, so he seems to be healthy now, so it's a good question. Pack some of the Baron Burton's W sauce already for the race this weekend at Echo Park Speedway, the Quaker State 400, available at Walmart. I got some of that going to the RV, the camper that Campers Inn is going to provide us. I put a six pack of the Allen Lager. I don't know where Chaz is at. He's MIA right now. I'm going to have to get after him. But I had a six or two that I was going to put in the bag for that. So we're ready to go. Look, I'm not a big fan of this guy. He runs his mouth a whole lot, and it's incredible the guy never stops talking. His name is Deontay Johnson. He played wide receiver last year for multiple teams. Started off with the Panthers.
Yep.
And then by the time the season was done, he was on his third team, which was the Texans. But it was when he was in Pittsburgh that really this story comes from. He went on with a guy that I've hung out with, had a beer with, Stephen Garcia, played at South Carolina. Really cool dude.
Oh, yeah.
I actually like the dude a lot. He's a little bit of a wild card. He'll say anything, do anything. Remember, it was all the rumors that they played in the SEC Championship game before. He might have been in a hotel room with
I don't know this rumor, but
there's a rumor that he was in a hotel room with some co-eds and some booze, and he might have had a good time.
What a time to be alive. And, that must have been.
Stephen Garcia, I hung out with him at SEC Media Days, and man, dude, we threw a few back. He's a great dude. But anyways, he's on his podcast, and he was like, look, he's telling this story, and he goes, I wasn't getting in no run plays, no passing plays or nothing. It was cold. End of the third, going into the fourth, they're like, Tay, we need you. I was like, nah. I don't think it's a good idea for me. Like, my legs are already ice cold, and I didn't want to go out there and put bad stuff on film. It's not like I didn't want to go into the game, but leading up to this point, I had been through so much. I told them I'm not finna go in so I can just sat on the bench, and that's when they suspended me. So Deontay Johnson, and I just read that verbatim. I tried to read it, you know, I wanted to get his words perfectly out there to not ad lib or throw anything in or out. Basically, it was really cold. He didn't want to go in because he hadn't been used all game, and so he just said no and quit on his teammates, essentially. Now, they weren't his teammates for very long because he hadn't been in Pittsburgh for very long, and he wasn't in Pittsburgh for very long. I just can't think of joining a team and being paid and saying, I want to play, but on my own terms.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I can't fathom for the life of me how this guy keeps getting jobs if that's the, if that's what's being said about him around the NFL. I mean, you mentioned how many teams he's been on. Usually one moment like that and like that spreads like wildfire and every single other team's like, ah, no thanks. Yeah, we're good on that.
Yeah.
I don't need that situation. Yeah, frustrating anyways. Nice work. Obviously, Deontay Johnson with some of the crazy things he said. Kenny Pickett, he says, the starter for the Browns right now and everything else going on. So cool to keep track of. Hey, we got to go to break. When we come back, we're going to have former Braves outfielder, now Braves studio analyst for FanDuel Sports Network and Gray TV, Mr. Charlie Culberson, joining us to talk about the craziness around what has been the 2025 Atlanta Braves. Stick with us here on The Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.